This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Yesterday, a news magazine veteran in New York told us of the time in the not-too-distant past when a person came by with a cart at 5 o'clock sharp to serve cocktails. Another era, right? Well, now, according to a survey of human resource managers, the holiday party is also on the decline, Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
Around two-thirds of organizations will throw an employee holiday party this year, but 30% won't, compared to just 17% back in 2012, says Evren Essen at the Society for Human Resource Management.
Some companies during the recession and after the recession, they may have cut out their holiday parties and then realized, you know, this isn't really that big of a deal. Maybe wouldn't have employees come that much before.
Essen says many companies want to celebrate employees but not encourage drunkenness and other bad behavior. Julia Klein runs a building supply firm in Reading, Pennsylvania. She caters a buffet lunch for her 180 employees.
Business is still tough out there, so we try to say a special thank you to our team, watch our budget, and be festive at the same time.
Drink will be served at about 60% of company parties. About half of those will try to limit the alcohol flow with drink tickets and by serving only wine and beer. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.